Well, students and staff at the Mamawe Atoskitan Native School near Muscogees are walking a little taller this week. That's because the school just won the 2026 Zayed Sustainability Prize in the Americas category in Abu Dhabi. The international competition receives thousands of entries each year, with schools vying for the $150,000 first prize. Elias Mycat and Kenyon Bull are two of the students who went to Abu Dhabi to present the project. They join us now with Ray Fankhauser, the sustainability lead for the project. Everyone, thank you for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
What was it like to hear your school's name announced?
At first, it was stunning because I really didn't think we were going to win because the other schools had real good projects. But once they said our name, all the shock and surprise just hit me at once, like a freight train.
It was a real surprise. Now, I had hope, but it still caught me by surprise.
Ray, tell us a little bit about this project and how it works.
Well, the project technically looks exactly like a shipping container from outside, you know, the kind that you see when you're driving past the port or storage facility. And inside is where all the action happens. It's basically an optimized space for hydroponic farming. So you have four levels of plants on each side of the shipping container. And all you need to run that is level ground, electricity, and water. And you're able to grow a wide variety of what we generally refer to as leafy greens. That's what we generally prefer. But you can grow herbs and you can grow all kinds of lovely things in there. And it takes only 3 to 5 weeks for a growth cycle. And the shelf life is 3 weeks.
Elias, what's interesting, though, is your project is blending Indigenous values. You got guidance from the community's elders and teachers in putting this together. What's it mean for you to contribute to food insecurity for your community in this big way?
I don't know. I just really wanted to help our community mainly, like, because we have a little soup kitchen that we run at our school once in a month, and we were running out of supplies, and we just really need to, like, get supplies from there, because we can't really run that soup kitchen every month no more because we have no, like, supplies and we can only plant, like, summertime, like spring to summer. And then after that, we just have to wait until spring again. And that's mainly our goal for this, is so we can plant all year round and have plants all year round.
And Ray, I understand, too, when you're growing with this particular project, it uses less water. It's a little bit more energy efficient. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So from a water point of view, compared to our little plot of land in the back, we're talking about probably 95% water savings. And if we're talking about the energy per square foot, it's probably at least 80% less as well for what you're producing pound for pound. So this is hyper productivity happening right in front of our very eyes.
So all this money that's been received from this prize, does that go towards actually making this a reality?
Yes.
Absolutely. When we get back to Canada next week, we're right at it. And we've already informed the company that we received the prize. They actually watched the broadcast, too. And we told them, listen, you know, we're putting in this order. When can we get this thing? So what we're expecting is delivery sometime around midsummer. And we will be able to plant shortly after that. So by the end of the summer, we'll have our first harvest.
Elias, you look pumped for that. What do your friends and family think back home?
Well, yeah, most of them are surprised. And they were so happy that we came out here and did that. And like we were my first time leaving the country. And I don't know, just real cool that we came out here and we won it.
I want to point out, though, when it comes to support, you know, when we informed the parents, you know, at the beginning of this journey that we were finalists and that we would be on a trip and it wasn't sure that we would win. So we were using all this risk-free language like, you know, if we win and if, and they said, no, no, you can't say that. It's when we win. Even when we got on the plane, they just said, you know, when you win, when you bring the money back. And that's exactly what happened. They spoke life.
That is amazing. Okay, Kenyon, while you're still in Abu Dhabi, what are the plans? Do you still want to do some more sightseeing? What are you doing while you're over there?
Well, we're not really going to be doing much because we only have like a day left. So really the plans are just to go do some sightseeing and maybe just some tourism because there's not much we can do with just one day. But yeah, we're going to go see Ferrari World because that's a new experience for me and Elias.
World's fastest roller coaster.
Totally different world over there. Kenyon, what do you think, what message do you think this sends about your small school and your community?
Well, the message I think it sends is that, like, you can really just do anything because if you just try for it, you can make it happen. Don't ever doubt yourself because your doubt only brings bad thoughts into your mind. And so, really, I just wanted to try it because Elias kept telling me to try, Ray kept telling me to try, my dad kept telling me to try, and so I just went for it.
Guys, congratulations, and we cannot wait to see this in person. Good luck.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
That's Elias Mycat and Kenyon Bull. They're students at Mamawe Atoskitan Native School near Muscogee. Ray Fankhauser is their teacher, and the school recently won the 2026 Zayed Sustainability Prize in the Americas category for their modular hydroponic farm.